President Truman's Press Conference, February 7th, 1952.
Please be seated.
I have one announcement here to make, and that is that I just sent down the name of Governor Arnell to be Price Administrator in the place of Mike LaSalle.
Mr. President, you sent it down already.
Yeah.
Right. Is that released then, Mr. President?
I'm releasing it right now. This is the first anything's been said about it since been off the line.
Mr. President, have you given any thought to appointing a successor to the District Commissioner John Russell Young, who said he would give up?
Yes, I have. I've been blocking on.
See, are there a number of candidates, sir?
Yes, there are. Usually a number of candidates for a job like that.
His is a Republican. He is a Republican. Are you considering any Republicans?
I haven't looked into the politics of the people on consideration. I don't know. Probably I have.
What's the matter, Steve?
Well, Mr. President, we're just writing up and down. I just think one. The departure of Dr. Cushing from the Veterans Administration has resurrected the criticism of General Gray, of Carl Gray. And there was a demand or a plea in the paper this morning from the American Veterans Committee asking you to investigate or remove Carl Gray.
Well, that's an administrative matter. It's in Carl Gray's office, and I don't know anything about it.
Juliana and Nathan will visit you in England.
We sincerely hope so. I can't promise it. I had a bunch of the reporters over there yesterday explaining the situation to them. We had a very nice time. I did. We were hoping they all had it for the best. We'd like very much to have it finished.
Some of us beginning to get queries on Bill Hillman's book about the presidency or in collaboration with you, whichever it is. I wonder if you could tell us anything about how it got started.
Well, Bill Hillman came to see me and told me what he had in mind, and it appeared to me to be all right. I've been answering some questions for him and helping a little bit, but you'll have to wait till the book comes out. I can't tell you anything's in it. I want you to buy one.
I understand a lot of your own writing is in there. Is that true, Mr. President?
I can't answer that.
Mr. President, the published report that you are making some kind of temporary arrangement to run the Reconstruction Finance Corporation. And that one report says you are going to run the RFC yourself. What is the situation?
Well,
on that?
I could do that, you know, if I wanted to. Three very distinguished senators were in to see me yesterday on that subject. The senator from South Carolina, Mr. Maybank, the senator from Arkansas, Mr. Fulbright, and the senator from Indiana, Mr. Capehart. And we had a very nice conversation on the subject, and that Senate committee informed me that due to the fact that the House was House Committee, at a House committee, is investigating the Securities and Exchange Commission, they could not act on Mr. McDonald's appointment. Now, that's the first time my long connection with the Senate that I've ever known a Senate committee to let a House committee tell them what they ought to do.
There's a report, sir, that you're bringing Mr. Bukowski back as a deputy.
I have not that under consideration. I'm anxious to have Mr. McDonald confirmed. And until Mr. McDonald is confirmed, the RFC will run. You needn't worry about it. I'll take care of that.
Will Mr. Symington remain there?
No. Mr. Symington's going to Jamaica for a vacation.
General Eisenhower was quoted the other day as saying he was opposed to Spain's admission to NATO. Are those your sentiments, too?
I don't know anything about General Eisenhower's statement because I didn't see it. And I've never been very fond of Spain.
The answer then is affirmative, Mr. President?
That's my answer. I gave it to you.
Thank you.
Moving over one country, Mr. President, do you think Cavendish Cannon will be the next ambassador to Portugal?
I can't answer that.
Whenever the other consideration.
Whenever I'm ready to announce that, I'll let you know plenty of times. You won't get scooped because I won't just hand it to one fellow.
Mr. President, a group of Republicans are drafting a resolution trying to direct you to resubmit the budget in balanced form. Have you any comment on that?
The budget has been submitted. It'll stay just as it is. They must do a little work on that budget, and that's what hurts them. What is it?
Mr. President, several distinguished members of the Senate are organizing on behalf of Senator Russell for the presidency. I wonder if you would vote for him on the Democratic ticket.
If Senator Russell is the head of the Democratic ticket this fall, of course I'll vote for him.
You think there's much likelihood of that?
Smitty, you mustn't put me on the spot.
You plan a campaign in New Hampshire?
No.
You don't make any speeches or anything like that?
No.
Just stand for...
Just let the river take its course.
Mr. President, that phrase I remember you do too. Back home during the reign of T.J. Pendergast.
It originated in my campaign in 1934.
That's right. As you replied to Mr. Wilson, does that mean generally or just in New Hampshire?
Generally.
That makes a better story.
That covers the whole front, the whole waterfront.
Mr. President,
this is kind of I don't know the history of that. This is kind of usual phrase in your campaign, just let the river take its course.
Yeah, but I sometimes put a few... walls and sometimes put it down.
I'm a little confused. Can you sometimes put a few walls and what else?
Sometimes put a dam across the river and change its course. That's been done on several occasions. I can remember at least four campaigns that I've had to do that. And it's been a rather successful procedure up to date. No, it keeps it from running at some other fellow's way, Joe.
Well, if you've been invited, Mr. President, there's the Quaddy Dam.
I recommended that, but that won't cause any river in the United States to run our way, May. That's out in the ocean.
Well, you could respect it.
Well, that'd be a fine thing, I think, to inspect it.
Mr. President, Senator Benton said today that he promised to come up there and campaign for him. He promised definitely to come up there and make some speeches. I wonder if you could elaborate on that. Is that part of a set plan, though?
Well, now, I'll tell you this, Smitty, just so you have a clear understanding of the situation. I shall do everything I possibly can to help elect the Democratic nominee, no matter who he is. And if I'm invited to come to any special meetings in Connecticut, I'd be glad to do what I can to help elect Senator Benton. I think he's a good senator.
Mr. President, does your change of mind on New Hampshire constitute a dam?
It might. It doesn't, however.
Farmers should be penalized for harboring wetbacks, but that employment did not mean harboring.
I haven't seen the bill. It hasn't come to me for action. I can't tell you about it till I know what's in it. And as soon as I have it where I can, I'll let you know exactly what I think about it.
Mr. President, to get away from this metaphorical river, are you going to run for the president again this year?
No comment. You know, I told you last week that I thought we'd discuss that long enough, and sometime or other I'm going to make you an announcement. It'll clear the air.
Well, sir, we thought maybe you'd care to make it today.
No, I don't want to make it today.
Mr. President,
President, is there a prospect that you might announce before the New Hampshire primary when your name will first be before the people?
I didn't understand.
Is there a prospect that you will make your intentions known before the vote in New Hampshire?
I'd have that vote in New Hampshire wouldn't have anything to do on my with my decision.
Mr. President, I was a little confused on your answer on the Veterans Administration. You were asked about a plea of the American Veterans Committee to investigate or remove Carl Gray. And I thought your answer was that's an administrative matter, and I didn't know.
The matter that caused that request is an administrative matter, and it's
in
Carl Gray's office, and he's handling it, and I know nothing about it. People don't usually get anywhere asking me to fire people.
Mr. President, Senator Williams has said in the Senate today that, in his opinion, you have not been aggressive enough in dealing with what is called corruption in the Bureau of Internal Revenue.
Well, how much more aggressive does a man have to be when he fires those he finds going wrong and has some of them prosecuted?
Well, sir,
he'd like to do is to have them all fired so he could get some Republicans in there again. He's not going to get that done.
He also seems to feel that Secretary Snyder must be held responsible for these conditions unless he names and denounces the officials who condone the scandal.
They've all been named, and some of them are indicted right now.
You do not.
One of them's been tried, got a sentence.
Do you feel that Secretary Snyder is to blame in this matter at all?
No, I don't. Not any more to blame you on. These things happen all the time in banks and in businesses. Well, look at this. This grain that's been stolen by these grain fellas. Secretary Brennan didn't have anything to do with that any more than John Snyder had to do with the crookedness in the Internal Revenue Department. That's just a piece of foolishness in politics, that's all too. Whatever action's necessary, we'll take to clean those things up.
Mr. President, on that point of the grain shortages, did you discuss with Secretary Brennan any reorganization of the budget credit or the administration?
No, I did not.
You don't plan to?
No. Commodity Credit Corporation set up by the Congress, and I signed the bill just like they do for Securities and Exchange Commission, the Reconstruction Finance Corporation, things of that kind. But I had nothing under consideration for its reorganization.
President, have you decided who will represent you at the funeral of King George?
The Secretary of State.
Mr. President, is there anything you can say further about it? Exchange of letters between you and Mr.
Caudle? No, there's nothing to add to it at all.
Mr. President, along that line, last December you said that sometime back you had been aware of the outside activities.
That is true.
Could you tell us how far back?
I can't remember how far back, but I had a report on it which I was having investigated. I don't make a snap judgment on these things at all. As soon as I got the evidence, I let him go.
Could you tell us what brought it to your attention?
No, I can't. Can't remember. The report's in my file somewhere. I'm not going to let you see it. That's what I thought.
Clarify a point, Mr. President. When you said you have never been very fond of Spain, you're referring to the Franco government.
That's right. That's right.
Thank you, Mr. President.